It's hard to believe it's been a year since my mom passed away. It's funny how you can trick your mind into believing that she's still here. You know, you convince yourself that she's on vacation or that she's at home, but as time goes by and she doesn't come over, she doesn't call, you start to force yourself, not by choice, but by reality, to face that, you know, this person has died. And as time goes by, the more realization I have to come that she's gone. And it's tough. Now, I've been through a lot in my life, felt pain, suffering, heartache, and nothing compares to losing my mom. You know, the day she died broke my heart. You know, and I thought I knew what heartbreak was, and it didn't compare. And when she died, I just lost a piece of me. And I just wasn't sure that I wanted to go on living. But this year was really bad. You know, I went. We'd go weeks without even leaving the house, you know, weeks without even showering. I stayed in this little cubicle, you know, downstairs where I live. Just some really deep, dark days, surrounded by my grief and pain, and, you know, I pushed everybody away. Just got to be to the point where it was just too much pain and too much suffering, and the natural thing was to killing myself. And I think the common misconception is that somebody that who's thinking about killing themselves, they want to die. And for me, it wasn't that I wanted to die, I just wanted the pain to end. You get to a point of your life where you keep, you know, feeling these things over and over, and you keep suffering so much, and you just don't think it's ever going to change, and it's the only option. For me, it got to the point where I had the pills in my hand right up to my lips. Thankfully, I stopped myself in a brief moment and posted a cry for help online. And through some friends and therapy and medicine, I've started to get to a point where, you know, I'm thinking about my future. I feel hopeful. I still find it hard to believe that I have to live in a life now without her. I'm also trying to change my views on that. Stop saying she's gone. She's not really gone. Her physical presence is gone. But who she is still inside my heart. You know, that essence will always be with me. But as human beings, we get caught up in the physicalness of life. You get used to talking to them on the phone, to talking to them in person. I've faced a lot of pain in my life. I've had certain people in my life that were supposed to protect me and love me that didn't. But my mom was the one that was always there for me. She loved me. She saw the best in me. And when she died, it was felt like I lost my only ally. I now realize she's always with me, and that she wouldn't want me to suffer like this, and that she always wanted me to be happy and to live my life the way I deserve. And it's up to me to make the best of it and to find happiness. I am who I am today because of her, and it's up to me to continue her legacy.